Cool. Well, I suppose the thing about freeform talking is that it kind of, well, the big thing is, like I was saying, is that sometimes it's difficult because if you don't have much to talk about, because it feels a bit weird sometimes if you're kind of making small talk, kind of going like, the weather is bad right now. But like, I mean, to be honest, that's most of Irish small talk anyway. Like that was the biggest thing, like coming over here. Well, like I'm originally from Portugal, but it's a weird kind of story. Like I'm half Irish, half Belgian. I was born in Portugal. My parents met in Saudi Arabia. It's this really weird kind of just mishmash of things like that. Oh, and like I don't even like the idea of traveling. Like I'm just very happy wherever I am. So like I think it's just like because my DNA has already done all the traveling for me. I don't need to do it now. But like when I came over here, it was such a different, like it was so weird trying to get used to the culture because I'd been like from in the south of Portugal. It's this weird kind of mix of English and Portuguese stuff. Like it's a very tourism based place. So like a lot of the Portuguese people are used to English people. There's a derogatory term for English people in Portuguese, which is beef. It just means like beef. It just because they cook in the sun and that's all that it is. So it's like oh there's beef and all that. Like often I actually hear it is like if sometimes when I'm out, I'll hear Portuguese people refer to me as oh beef oh there's beginning beef aqui, where they're like they don't think that I understand Portuguese, so they're just like talking about me. I had that once at the beach and just kind of got up and was just like. Yeah, I was actually born just over here. Can you stop that, please? But coming over here is that there was, it's the culture was very very different. Where there was, I don't know, it was just there's all of these kind of weird kind of social mixtures of kind of like religion, class, socioeconomic class, and all that kind of stuff. Where you've got all these strange divisions and kind of perceived things which just form out of nowhere. I went to a boarding school, but like for some reason there was still those same divides in the boarding school, even though all of them are going to boarding school. So like, you would expect that everybody would be more or less consider themselves the same area or same place, same status, whatever. But it was so weird actually coming over here and realizing like how much people talked about the weather. And how much how obsessed people were with just like oh it's bad today isn't it it's awful this is the worst thing that has ever happened, and then tomorrow it's exactly the same, it's just as bad and if not worse, in fact it's worse, the it just keeps getting worse, and every day it would be just another bad day. But like I loved it here, I quite enjoy the rain, like. It can be a bit depressing when you're if you've got stuff to do and you're kind of walking around outside, but I don't know, it's nice. Like it's nice that there's kind of changes. Like I mean, Jesus, the weather here, like Ireland never knows what season it's in. It's always just kind of changing. But I don't know. I think it's really cool that there's such a difference. Like in Portugal, it's pretty much just like there's always sun, and like. In the winter, sometimes you get rainstorms, which is awesome. I love rainstorms. But, like, you know, it's really kind of... you get a small period of something different in the winter, but everything else is pretty much... every day looks exactly the same. So it's really cool how in Ireland you have such a contrast between, the grey, kind of miserable weather that you get most of the time, and then in the summer, all of a sudden, you get these beautifully crisp, bright days, and you've got like all the greenery is just lit up and it's got this fantastic color. And the thing actually that a weird thing about Ireland, which it, like I'm not entirely sure, or like it's just a big thing that I noticed when I came over here, was that in Portugal, like the difference between the shade and out in the sun, there's no difference. Like it's just as hot. Like no matter where you are, it's just as hot. But in Ireland, like especially in the like in the summer, like you go out into the sun, you're sweltering. Just you've got so much sun, you're Jesus. And then you go into the shade and you're freezing all of a sudden. Like there's such a contrast between like being out in the sun and being in the shade. But like in Portugal, just everything is the same temperature. So it's such a weird thing. It's such a weird thing to get used to. And like the biggest thing was Irish slang. Like when people were first saying like "What's the crack" to me or things like that, I was like, "I'm too young to be selling drugs. What are you talking about? Like, I had no idea what they were talking about." And like, and people like some of my school friends like used to love like speaking Irish around me because like because I was from Portugal, I didn't study Irish, so like they used to love speaking Irish around me just to like freak me out. And like I thought that they were having like these full conversations about me, all this kind of stuff. They knew three words. Like nobody in Ireland speaks Irish. So like they knew three Irish words and they were just kind of saying them over and over again in different tones of voice just to kind of like freak me out. So it's such a like they love like any like Irish person that knows any Irish words, they love to lord it over you like as if it's some sort of great skill. But like it's just something that they have to learn. Like, I mean, I don't know if you have looked into it or have any experience of it, but the Irish language in Leaving Cert, like the final exams, it's so bad. Like, it's so badly done, just because basically it's like you study Irish, you don't study Irish to learn Irish or to learn the language. You study Irish in order to learn how to pass the Irish exam. That's all you do. So like you just like learn, it's basically just like learning sounds and learning how to like say them in the right order in order to get marks, and that's all. Like you don't learn anything about the language or the culture. Like they try to teach you some of the culture early on, but it's very half-assed. Like basically like in the Irish thing, like in the Irish exam, you've got like all these like, what was it? Something, Shra Pictory, something like that, some weird thing. And you've just got these series of pictures that correspond to the story, and you have to write in Irish underneath like what the story is. But the thing is that like it's not like you get new ones every. It's not like you get new ones at the exam. The teachers are given the pictures that are going to be on the exam, so you just have to learn off what words to write under what picture. So like, are you gonna bother yourself like learning what those words actually mean, or are you just gonna like write the word? It's kind of a silly system. I don't know, but you know, like here's me, an arts student, talking about education and how the world isn't right. That's such a big thing over in the arts block. Like, I mean, you've probably experienced it as well. Like in the arts section of Trinity, you've got so many people who are. Leo Varad, like our Taoiseach, he's kind of similar to the Prime Minister, like I don't know, that's the way that I describe it. Leo Varadkar, he came out with this brilliant thing on Twitter, my girlfriend was telling me. She loves Twitter, by the way, she's forced me to like restart my Twitter account just so that I can see the things that she keeps sending me. But on Twitter, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, he came out with this brilliant term, latte socialists, which I think is fantastic. Like, the kind of people that you'd get in the Trinity Arts Block who'd kind of come up to you and go like, you know, I can't believe capitalism, man. It's just not the right system. We have to change it. And it's like, oh, what's that in your hand? It's an iPhone. It doesn't matter. Shut up. And it's like, you know, that kind of person. I get it. There's, you know, it's a good impulse and it's coming from a good place. But like, there's certain things where I think people kind of have a weird system in their head. Like I once, like there was this guy in philosophy who was telling me about his political stance. He's saying, "Yeah, I'm more of an anarcho-communist," and so he kind of. What he kind of supported both anarchism, like anarchy and communism, which like. Anarchy is, there is no government. Communism is, the government is everything. So I don't know, like I don't know what an anarcho-communist is, but probably a very confused person. I don't know, that's what I think. But hey, I don't know. Yeah, politics is always a sticky subject to start talking about. Like you never want to go too deep into there. But like, I don't know, we can probably all agree with the situation, like that the situation over in America is a kind of an unfortunate situation, but we won't delve too deeply into that. I think, cool.